With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett. The House voted overwhelmingly to release government files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The yeas are 427. The nays are one.
The House has passed a bill to force the Justice Department to publicly release its files on Jeffrey Epstein. It's a big change after months of opposition from Republican leadership. A bipartisan group of House lawmakers had to introduce a petition to maneuver around the House Speaker's control over which bills reach the floor.
The Senate voted as a whole body to pass the bill, which now heads to President Trump's desk to be signed. President Trump defended the visiting Saudi Arabian Crown Prince over the 2018 killing of a journalist. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
During an Oval Office visit, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was asked about U.S. intelligence that concluded he orchestrated the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. President Trump stepped in, lashed out at the reporter, and dismissed the criticism.
A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen.
He claimed that the Crown Prince knew nothing about the Khashoggi murder. Greg Clugston, The White House.
An Israeli airstrike on a Palestinian refuge camp in southern Lebanon on Tuesday killed 13 people and wounded several others, state media and government officials reported. It was the deadliest strike on Lebanon since a ceasefire in the Israel-Hezbollah war a year ago. The drone strike hit a car in the parking lot of a mosque in the Ain el Hilal refugee camp on the outskirts of the coastal city of Sidon, the state-run news agency said. The Lebanese health ministry said 13 people were killed and several others were wounded in the airstrike without giving further details. This is SRN News. Washington, D.C. is preparing for a big Christmas concert next month. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
It's set to take place December 17th at the Kennedy Center and will feature contemporary Christian musicians, a living nativity, and readings from the Bible. It's the kind of event that President Trump promised to bring to the Kennedy Center when he dismissed board members and changed the focus of the venue earlier this year. The center is a federal government entity, having been established in 1971 as a memorial to President John F. Kennedy and venue for the performing arts. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in South Carolina are considering a new pro-life bill. It would ban all abortions unless the woman's life is at risk and eliminates exceptions for rape and incest. Current South Carolina law blocks abortions as soon as the unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. The proposed legislation would also mandate that women who get an abortion and anyone who helps them face time in prison. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Ford and Amazon are joining forces to sell used cars.
It's a deal to let the automaker's franchise dealers sell certified pre-owned vehicles through the online retail giant. The new program will allow customers to secure financing, start paperwork, and schedule a pickup time for the vehicles at participating Ford dealers. The deal comes 2 years after Amazon said it would allow dealers to sell cars through its site, starting with vehicles from South Korean automaker Hyundai.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. Kroger says it's closing automated fulfillment centers as it tries to make delivery faster and cheaper. It's also expanding partnerships with third-party delivery companies like DoorDash. U.S. stocks fell again today following a sell-off that swept Europe and Asia. The closing bell, the Dow was off right at 500 points. The Nasdaq was down 275. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
And with SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett.